At Harvard this afternoon, Lady Gaga will launch her Born This Way Foundation. The singer-songwriter wants to fight bullying by promoting a safe environment for kids to express their individuality. One New England business, Gaga's Sure Better, Inc., is already lining up to donate to the foundation. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch reports on how it and another local company are cashing in on a sort of double rainbow of celebrity.
Shoppers at a Dave's Marketplace, an independent grocery store in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, are trying samples of Gaga's Sure Better. It's a hybrid of sherbet and ice cream.
Gaga ice cream. Is this named after Lady Gaga?
Bingo.
Wow.
That's what we hear all the time. Absolutely. It's actually named after my husband's grandmother.
Michelle King and her husband get that question a lot. Jim King doesn't mind explaining.
1963, I was a couple years old, and just like any grandchild who can't pronounce names, I couldn't pronounce grandma, and it came out Gaga, and it stuck.
It was still stuck in his head in 2003 when he lost his job as a television anchor. Jim made a batch of his grandmother's lemon sherbet and saw a way back to work.
I said to my wife, I said, I think I can sell Gaga's lemon sherbet. And she said, you know, you're crazy. So why don't you go do something useful and go clean the garage? So the garage is still a mess, but the business is going well.
Gaga's now sells in 1,000 stores, mainly on the East Coast. The name Gaga, because it was Grandma King's recipe after all. But the other meaning fit, too, to go Gaga for something. Seemed like a great brand. Apparently, an aspiring singer named Stephanie Germanotta came to the same conclusion. When Lady Gaga went platinum, Jim King noticed his company's sales pick up, especially for the rainbow flavor. The symbol of diversity flew off the shelves in places like Provincetown. So that's why, for every pint of rainbow sherbet sold, King's now going to donate 25 cents to Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation. Two grocery store chains, including Dave's Marketplace, are matching that. Rick Sylvia is the specialty food buyer for the Rhode Island chain.
Last year, we sold approximately 5,000 units of that particular product, so I think we'll do much more, mainly because of the publicity that the foundation is going to get and the publicity with Gaga's. So we're looking forward to having a great season.
Gaga's Sure Better, Inc. isn't the only local company that's profiting from sudden celebrity.
It's completely unpredictable. It's totally unpredictable. It's completely priceless.
That's Veronica Alexandra, the founder of a Boston event planning company, weddings, corporate parties, you name it. And Alexandra gave plenty of thought to naming her company.
As I was thinking about weddings, the ivy was already stuck in my mind. I felt that ivy was very romantic. It droops. It's beautiful. It intertwines like relationships. It's prestigious. There's all sorts of pieces to it that I felt like were defined enough and not at all tacky.
So ivy it was. Then Alexandra went through the rainbow and decided on blue because of something borrowed, something blue, but also blue's a common corporate color. Blue Ivy Event Planner. Imagine her reaction when the pop hip-hop couple Beyonce and Jay-Z named their first child Blue Ivy.
When it happened, my mind works fast enough to recognize the business in it. And I also recognize the fact that it was these specific celebrities. She's got an exceptional style to her. Jay-Z, he's a mogul. He's a capitalist. He's totally taken his scenario of his life and has turned it to be an empire. So I couldn't be more excited that these two people who have major brains like that would pull this name together.
Only one problem. Alexandra didn't trademark the name. So now she's spending $5,000 to apply for that. At the same time, the happy couple is applying for one, too. They could both get it for different applications. Gaga's Sure Better, Inc. already trademarked Gaga back before there was a Lady Gaga. Both companies admit they'll profit from the brand confusion, but they see it as a win-win, something you get when you pick a good name ahead of its time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.